Hi, welcome to Nonsense and Know-How. I'm your big host, Big Will, and one of my two sexy sidekicks here,
Elijah,
Sexy Rexy.
Join us as we talk about anything and everything and all the funny things in between, like today's segment. Right off the bat, we're going to talk about movies. Elijah, what do you think is the best movie era and movie in that era?
Well, I'm going to have to go with the 70s. Because, I mean, who doesn't like 70s music, number one? Disco, hello.
I don't really know about that.
I would say The Godfather's probably, you know, right up there.
Godfather, that's a good one. I mean, yeah. But,
I like Jaws, too. That's a pretty good movie. I mean,
like Jaws or Jaws 2?
Well, I'd say the first Jaws, probably. I mean, that's kind of the movie that scared everybody of the ocean. I mean,
I guess, yeah. Rex, what do you have to say about that?
Ginormous shark.
I was born in the 90s, so 70s movies ain't really my genre.
Okay.
Technically speaking, 90s movies ain't really my stuff either. I mean, I love those movies, don't get me wrong, but my favorite's 80s.
80s? Yeah. All right, what you got against is Jaws and Godfather.
Yeah, I just couldn't really get into it. Like, it's so... I mean, obvious, it's fake looking, like, but it just looks way too fake.
You're talking about Jaws.
Yeah, about Jaws and everything. But Shark, it looks like garbage.
Oh, yeah.
It's a good movie. It's a classic, definitely, 100%. But it just wasn't my cup of tea, per se.
So if you had to pick a movie to go against, we'll go with The Godfather. What would you pick?
It's kind of hard, because I don't really want to pick a movie to go like against it. Like, if I picked Gremlins, for instance. That'd be kind of hard. That'd be kind of hard.
Worst movie in the world.
Nah, that is a great movie.
That is such a bad
just for
movie.
Anyone to know, Elijah has almost no movie taste
that is
whatsoever.
Such a bad movie.
The Gremlins is one of my. It's one of my favorite movies. Not my favorite movie from the 80s, but it's the best.
Gizmo.
Because I've had a family tradition since I was little. Every Christmas,
you put up the Gremlins against.
No, that's what
Godfather.
I'm saying. No, I'm not. I didn't put it up against the Godfather. I'm just using an example. You can't like compare Gremlins. To Godfather, if I had to put something against Godfather, it'd have to like be like an equal genre. Like
okay, give me
Scarface.
Something good. I mean, you could say Back to the Future.
That's,
I mean,
I was just about to say
like
Back
that.
To the Future is probably one of my favorite movies. That okay. one and like Roadhouse are like my favorite ones okay. from that.
Which
era.
Back to the Future though?
The first one.
Hey, don't be giving me that sass. I like all three.
Well, all three are good.
I kind of like the third one the best.
Cartoon, we're talking about the Rick and Morty spinoff because Rick and Morty is basically the same damn thing as yeah. Back to the Future.
I mean, yeah, but
it's just his grandpa.
Who's a?
You can't look me in the face and say Back to the Future. I mean, Rick and Morty was not based off Back
yeah,
to the Future.
Yeah, in a way,
it's
yeah.
Just
yeah.
he's a drunk, basically.
Yeah. and a drug addict.
Yeah. But the I wanted to
all
say. All right,
with me, to go against your Godfather, it's kind of in the same genre. I would go with Casino, 1995.
Yeah, that's okay.
So you're going with the 90s era?
Yeah, 90s era. That's me, 90s. Born in 91. I mean, I love the 80s.
90s is probably a close second for me.
70s are good. 80s are pretty amazing. I just picked the 90s, you know, because I was born in the 90s, so I, you know, represent, you know. But, I mean, come on. It's based in Vegas. It's got Robert De Niro in it. He plays a low-level mobster, name of Ace. You know, he starts off real low, and he starts working his way up and up and up, and then he starts having trouble with his enforcer and his ex-druggy girlfriend who keeps coming around and fucking everything up. Excuse me.
Typical women.
Typical women, like, maybe back then, but, I mean...
Women always complicate things.
That's Rex saying that. Sexy Rexy.
Yeah, leave your angry comments for him.
That's what my wife does, dog. Everything is all cool and smooth.
Don't you think your wife's going to watch this or listen to this? My
probably
bad.
Not. Probably not. But
I don't want to listen to him.
All smooth.
I have to listen to him at home.
She comes around and goes, hey, do this. Hey, do that. I can't relax for a second, woman. Come on, please.
All right, now I'm going to throw a movie at you guys and see if you guys come up with something to counter it.
Okay.
Saving Private Ryan, 1998.
That is a very good movie.
I got one.
Go
Top
against
Gun.
Top Gun? I mean, that's good.
What about the original Star Wars? That was a 70s movie.
That's true. It was. And
New Hope? Who doesn't like that? Who doesn't like A New Hope?
That's true.
That's probably one
that
of the
true.
Better... Well, Empire
okay,
Strikes
okay,
Back
how about
is probably
give
the
better,
best Star Wars
I'm going to give
movie.
You a better one than Top Gun. Still a good movie, but Full Metal Jacket. How about
okay,
that?
Full Metal Jacket against
how
it.
That?
It's a good movie, but it's not a necessarily, I want to say, a good war movie. I mean, there's some stuff in there about the war, but I mean, literally, they're marching across.
Honestly, I only like the first 20 minutes of the movie, you know.
Oh, which one?
Really?
A Full Metal Jacket?
Yeah.
Oh, my.
Just when the drill sergeant was amazing, though. I did love that. That was, like, one of my favorite
parts. Gunny is amazing.
Once the boot camp part's over, the movie goes downhill.
I was honestly so sad when he died.
Yeah, I know. Rip. But, all right. Well, who's got anything against T2? Terminator 2. Come on.
I got Rocky. Hello.
I'm just saying Schwarzenegger would beat that crap out of Rocky Balboa.
Oh, come on.
Actually, here's a little fun fact about that. They used to hate each other. Rocky and Sylvester Stallone? Sylvester Stallone and Arnold Schwarzenegger.
The mirror, go, I hate you, slap
him off. Hold on, let me rephrase what I'm saying. Okay. Mm-hmm. Arnold Schwarzenegger and Sylvester Stallone, they didn't hate each other, but they had a really good rivalry. Mm-hmm. And it kind of seemed that way because, like, Arnold got parts that Stallone couldn't get here and there. And it pushed Stallone to get better at whatever he was doing, you know. And then he was getting parts that Arnold wasn't getting. And that pushed Arnold to do better and better. And then they were just trading back and forth. And then they finally realized that it's not that they don't like each other. They're just, like, perfect competition. Like, for those of you who are into it, like, Dragon Ball Z with Goku and Vegeta. I mean, come on. It's the perfect rivalry to push each other over their bounds.
And you can barely understand either of them. So I'm
I was going to say not to kick anything down by their acting skills, because they are amazing actors. It's hard to understand this
motherfucker. I don't have a single problem understanding him. I don't know, you know.
Okay, what about Alien? That was a 70s movie.
You can't beat Alien.
There we go.
Predator is pretty good.
Predator
is good.
That is a very good movie. That is a good movie.
Best Christmas movie right now, dog.
Oh,
Die Hard.
Die Hard is
don't
the
even
best
look at me and say it.
Christmas.
Oh my God, Christmas. You get your left testicle habit ass out of here. Go.
It is a Christmas
movie. Oh my God.
Just because it's based during Christmas time doesn't
Christmas.
Make it a Christmas movie.
It's released on Christmas Day.
It's got Christmas music. It's got carolers. All that good. It's a Christmas movie. Just because it doesn't have the happy-go-lucky.
Die Hard 2 was also a Christmas movie?
I didn't know that.
That was also released on Christmas.
I did not like Die Hard 2.
You like
I'm going to say, no, 1 and 3, I mean, I think there were 5 of them in total. 1 and 3, top favorites of the Die Hard.
All right, let me throw a genre at you, see if you can throw one in my ring. Who Framed Roger Rabbit?
Oh, okay, let me see, let me think. Who Framed Roger Rabbit, that's a great movie.
I don't know what genre that is.
That's a cartoon comedy.
Comedy.
I mean, the only thing that I can... that's coming off the top of my head, and go ahead and correct me if you guys have anything else for it. Space Jam. It's a live action with
that
cartoon.
Actually is good. Yeah, that is true. You got the cartoon, but with
and
the,
it's a comedy. It's a live action with cartoon.
That is
so
true. Not to throw any weirdness in there, but Roger Rabbit's girlfriend.
No, it's his wife. That's Jessica Rabbit.
Yeah, Jessica Rabbit.
And remember, she's not bad. She's just drawn that way, ladies and gentlemen. But no.
Oh, yeah. How about this, guys? Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory.
The best Willy Wonka ever made.
Just saying.
I know the other one's not Willy Wonka. It's like Charlie and the Chocolate Factory with Johnny Depp. And I got nothing against Johnny Depp, but that movie was not.
The first one.
No.
I don't get how the grandpa was like never leaving. Like, it was almost like he was like terminally ill. But then as soon as.
No, I'm sorry. I'm going to say this. He's a piece of shit.
He's like, I'm going to click my feet and shit.
No, I'm sorry. No, he was a piece of shit. Yeah, the original one. Okay. He was a piece of shit. I'm sorry.
The grandpa?
Yeah, grandpa. Like,
Gramps was that?
Yeah.
Saying
I think Gramps was a piece of shit. Because, like, he's just sitting there pretending.
And then all of a sudden, magically,
he's like pretending
he can,
to be bedridden. And then all of it, you know, he's making his
maybe
his
the
wife
hope
or his daughter.
Of him being able to see the chocolate factory somehow magically.
God, that's such a
put life into his legs.
Though.
And he's like,
no.
I can walk.
No, I'm sorry.
He, like, starts dancing.
Hallelujah,
I can walk.
Yeah, he's like staggering around because, you know, he's probably got, like, or whatever the fuck it's called in his legs, but like, come on, that's
doesn't
just
he do that
kind
of like retarded dance like they did in the All People Are Tax People commercial?
Kind of. Well, that's because his legs are all wobbly, bro. He like stands up and he hasn't walked in like
yeah,
what 20
like,
something years
like
or
wobbly,
some shit?
And then he's like starts dancing off.
Yeah,
of
and then
it.
He like
just like that
like,
tax commercial.
Yeah,
Okay. Oh, let's go on to scary movies. I got The Exorcist, suckas.
Exorcist?
Very good movie.
I got the scariest movie of all time.
What do you got?
Jurassic Park.
Jurassic Park?
Jurassic
I mean, that's
Park.
A very good movie, but I want to say that's the scariest.
Well, you guys got your phones and what? I actually did my homework and went and looked, and I tried to keep it down to like a five or six.
I did do my homework, but then I like... I had a bunch of stuff to do, but I had like a few movies, but...
Oh, wait, right there. No, go back. Right there. That is a good movie. It's a messed up movie. Clockwork Orange is...
I'm not gonna lie, I've never seen it.
It's a classic. It's no, you won't like it.
They haven't labeled it.
It literally
how do you know
has.
I won't like it
because there's literally scenes where they're raping women.
Oh, okay. Well, that is very.
That now I'm not condoning that at all. Or what is? Did I just say condone that? I am condoning that. I let me rephrase that. Do not rape women. Okay.
I
don't condone it.
You're just saying I condone that.
Yeah, I know. I was trying to get my words right. I was trying to get my words right.
Sick.
Do not rape women.
They have here on here labeled Terminator as a horror movie of the 80s. What?
Well, it's because he's a robot sent back in time to.
That's not really a horror movie. That's just an action sci-fi.
It's a suspense movie, so it gets.
But I can give you
put into like a subclass
horror movie. Nightmare on Elm Street.
Elm Street?
You shut your mouth.
Nightmare on Elm Street.
Nightmare on Elm Street, you fuck.
That's a good one. Yeah, that's probably definitely a good one.
Okay, whoa, let's go to musicals. I got Grease, suckers.
I didn't get another one musical.
Footloose.
Oh, gosh. I didn't get anything to argue that point.
I honestly have never seen Footloose.
You know what? You know what? You know what?
But
forget you all. The Matrix. The Matrix. Keanu Reeves again.
Okay, well. Those are good movies, I'm not gonna lie. Those are good movies.
Oh, it looks like we have a special sneak guest trying to come in on here. Callaway, where you going? Okay.
He's hungry.
Alright, well, you know, we're at like 12 minutes on this.
Hold on. What movie did you just say?
Matrix.
That's more of a sci-fi. I don't know. If this is more like just an action movie, but to counter that one, fucking Bloodsport.
Bloodsport is a really good one. Alright, so we're gonna do that. I don't even know what genre this is. I'm just throwing it out as a good movie. Running Man, Arnold Schwarzenegger. He's the Bakersfield Massacre. I think it's Bakersfield Massacre, where he's it's a sci-fi movie. Well, based in future. And okay, so he's a pilot for a helicopter for the police, I think.
Yeah.
And he's bringing troops in, and they're just killing civilians. And he abandons the mission, pisses them off, so they blame him for killing all of these people. So he gets sent to prison, and he can win his freedom, but he has to run through this like gauntlet of challenges, and he has to fight against other murderers who are in there. And it's a really good movie.
Like that one, like Running Maze game or whatever.
Maze Runner.
Yeah, Maze.
No,
Running
it's not
maze
like
runner,
that. It's not like that. No, Jesus.
All
right, we got to take a short break for our. Our sponsors, and we'll be back in just a minute. Yeah, so you guys have any opinions on the best movies, 70s, 80s, 90s, or what? Just leave us a comment.
You guys know the 70s are the best.
Shut your dirty mouth.
Leave us a comment on our Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram. All of them are nonsense and know-how. Join the group if you guys want to as well.
Pretty please.
Thanks. Hey, welcome back. All right, so we're going to go ahead and move on from the movies. I know, it's right. It's loud.
Okay, you guys ready for the random fact of the day, boys?
Random fact of the day!
Do it.
Okay, you guys ready? Okay.
Do it. Do it to him.
1 in 3 divorce filings include the word Facebook.
Cheaters.
Cheaters. That's basically all I can think of.
Oh, my gosh.
There's just people cheating on people. They're finding...
Did you have another one? You know what? We're going to try to dip into getting you guys another random... You know what? We'll just keep it one random fact, I guess. I was going to... Because the other one I thought was better. But,
which one? Well,
the turtle one.
That one's actually pretty cool, too.
That one's a lot better, I think.
You know...
I thought that was interesting,
too. I think
it's
kind of weird. Even though me and Elijah...
We'll save the turtle one for tomorrow.
Me and Elijah here are married.
I've been with my wife long enough. Or yeah. my fiance since 2012.
I mean, the way my wife puts it is just it's just a piece of paper adding on. A piece of paper and a ring. But I think they say it's like 1 out of 3 or 1 out of 4 marriages fail or something like that.
Yeah.
Or it's like, no, my bad. No, it's Yeah, it's about.
I'm just telling you right now.
If random stuff.
I'll tell you right now. If I jumped out of an airplane with a parachute, with those as my statistics, I would not use that parachute.
Yeah, if you went skydiving.
Yes, I know. I just stole that from Rex, but I'm using it.
Yeah, I stole it from a comedian.
No, so there we go. But yeah,
a great comedian Bill Burr.
Bill Burr.
But yeah,
nice name drop right there. By the way, Bill Burr drop.
Well, yeah, he's honestly one of my favorite comedians.
But
hilarious. He knows what his stuff is.
I don't know. I thought the other fact that you had was a little better. It was about Charles Darwin's.
Okay, we can throw that one in there. Okay, you guys ready for your second random fact of the day?
Second random fact of the day!
Okay, Charles Darwin's personal pet tortoise didn't die until recently.
Say that 5 times fast.
I know. It lived 176 years.
Woo. Wow, that's
terribly long.
I know.
That's long. Yeah, but tell him where it died. Because
it died
that's the shit.
In
no, it's really cool, I think.
Steve Irwin's home in Australia.
Steve Irwin.
Actually, that was a terrible one. Here, you do your little Aussie accent. Do your Aussie accent.
Yeah, he adopted it.
What the
And
hell?
He took care of it for, like, however long. Rip him. Well, no, even his family. The turtle died before he did. I want to think.
What did say recently?
When was it? When did the turtle die?
It says 2006.
Oh.
When did Irwin die?
Recently.
When did Irwin die?
I don't remember. Rip, sorry, Rip. Somebody's gonna Google that.
I tried to block it out. It was such a sad day.
Yeah, Rip. All I know is the turtle. He lived a long fucking time. I would go ahead to smoke my cigs. My figs, sorry.
Oh, wow. Okay, he also died in 2006.
Oh, shit.
But him and the turtle died
so
almost at the same time.
Damn. That's that's
September 4th, 2006.
It's Ian.
Yeah, maybe they were buried together. I don't know.
Like Daddy.
Maybe they were buried together.
Daddy.
It's my last wish. I want to be buried with that turtle, damn it.
But, yeah, that's pretty freaking sad, I would say. You know, it's either Steve Irwin. I mean, I know he died from the stingray.
How big do you think that thing was?
Yeah, that thing was probably freaking huge.
I think probably could have fed a whole village.
Wow. You really just went to turtle soup?
Wow.
Oh my god.
You're horrible. Actually. It's disgusting.
That's just nasty. Okay.
All right, guys.
I do not condone that.
Hey, that's a delicacy in some places. I'm just
saying. That's fucked up. A 170-year-old turtle or tortoise. I'm sorry, tortoise.
That's about how long they live. It's about average. Like, it's not 200 years, but it's a little less than that.
Yeah, but I mean,
the turtle is probably one of the oldest turtles to be there.
I don't know. Crush is pretty old from Finding Nemo.
150 and still kicking. Finn.
Noggin. Dude.
I love that
Wow,
movie.
He just left us hanging there.
Alright, guys. Conspiracy theory time. New segment. There we go. This one, it's kind of recent. Deepwater Horizon.
Okay.
I guess there's several conspiracies out there going distant ways. Do you know anything about Flash? Do you know anything about
Deepwater
Horizon?
Are you talking about the movie where...
No, that was an actual event.
It's the movie where they...
Yeah, where the offshore... Yeah.
That's about the extent of...
Shaboom!
That's about the extent of Elijah's know-how
about... Is that about all you know about it?
That stuff? One movie where they did this thing, Majigger...
Yes. Yes.
Well, in the movie, Mark Wahlberg plays the main guy.
Marky Mark?
Uh-huh.
Marky Mark and the Flash Bunch. I still can't believe he was a rapper. Like, when I found that out, I was like, what? But
sorry about my cold.
So the movie, like, he's working on an offshore rig,
mm-hmm.
and while he was off, because they work for a certain amount of time, and then they're off for a good
that's
while.
Like that's like a week on, week off, or some shit.
I can't remember.
I might be completely cutting that short because you know they're out for a while. Anyways, go on.
But so as they're scheduled to cut, like as they're gone, a inspection crew was supposed to come and like check everything out. Have their like it's not like submarines, but they're kind of like cameras or whatever that are mm-hmm. kind of like submarines that okay. like, go down there and check everything,
okay.
make sure everything's good. Mm-hmm. And they weren't scheduled to leave on their like when they came back for their shift, like they were still supposed to be there for a while. But when they were coming back, they were leaving. They're like,
oh yeah, I heard about this.
Yeah, they're supposed to be there for like way longer. They like, cut
so
it
everybody's
short.
Saying that somebody did it on purpose so that
yeah,
still
would
happen.
There's some conspiracy theories out there that are. Way far gone. Like some of them are saying that it was a strike by North Korea or Russian submarines. This I feel like this conspiracy theory kind of could make a little bit more sense. It's people saying that environmentalists kind
see,
of
I can
messed
see
with
that.
Did something.
Yeah,
like they were the crew that went on there, and that's why they weren't there for so long. They just went in, you know, tampered with something and left.
Yeah, but why would environmentalists do that? They care that much about
the because environment. They
want
to shut them
down.
Because
shut them down.
Okay, so think of it this way: if like, I want you, if I want yeah exactly,
look how
if I want
it
this
is.
To get shut down, and I am an extreme environmentalist. I'm going to go and I'm going to mess with something to where it has
if
a
you're,
major
if you're
catastrophic.
A psycho.
Yeah,
if
a
you
psychotic.
That.
Well, that's why I said extreme.
Oh, yeah, extreme, yeah.
I would go and make sure it had a major catastrophic meltdown. And if I can make sure that I was not going to be caught, catastrophic meltdown, and then be like, look, that's how unsafe they are. Look
know,
what they're doing
but,
to the ocean.
But you're killing, I mean, they're killing thousands and thousands
yes, they
of
are.
Animals
and
fish.
If,
it's all for the cause.
It's all for the cause. That's
it'll
all they're going to say.
The end.
I mean, I like to take care of animals. I'm not going to go. I'm like I'm not going to say I'm extreme like you know tree hugger. But I like to take care of the environment. And I would feel pretty. There's a little thing going off.
Yeah.
I would feel pretty like disgusted with myself doing something like that. Though,
yeah,
you know?
But they don't see it.
You
got to
think of their mentality. It's all for the good.
It's all for the cause. Yeah. All for the horde.
All for the greater good.
Let's one, kill all these dolphins
few,
just for this,
small,
you know?
No, but they're more
few
likely they're like, they're
right
killing enough
on.
Dolphins as it is, what's mine gonna hurt? And then they kill like thousands.
So that's a conspiracy theory that I feel like I could, if it came out to be true, I could be like, oh, okay, yeah, that makes more sense. But also, like, the crew, like, that were inspecting it, they could have just been lazy assholes and been like, yeah, screw it.
Yeah.
It's fine. Yeah,
I mean,
whatever.
Yeah, that, I mean, unfortunately, that kind of stuff happens. Because
apparently,
lot.
Also, the people that were funding it, they were trying to, like, cut costs and everything like that, like, by a lot. And, like, people were pissed.
I mean, when I worked out in the oil fields, I had that exact same thing happen. I'm not going to mention where I worked or who did it or how it happened, but there was a rig up and there was supposedly an inspection that came through. They did a shit job and the rig blew. I mean, it just spewed oil everywhere.
Yeah.
I'm not going to mention where or who or what, but it was just, it took 2-3 weeks maybe, or even a month. I'll say a month maybe. If any of you guys out there are listening that I worked with on that, you know, just go ahead and correct me on there. I'd say a month maybe to clean it all up. And that was over time and just everything. Like, we were pressure washing cars. They had what is it? Hazwoppers out there just cleaning.
Hazwoppers?
Well, it's I think I said the wrong one, but I'm not positive. But yeah, you have to have a special certificate to be able to clean up oil spills and everything, because you have to go through containments, make sure you don't bring a contaminant back into a clean area that you've cleaned and all that, all that good stuff. There's a lot more into it. I'm just summarying up. But, you know, it just blew everywhere, and it was just dirty.
Yeah, so imagine how much pressure these offshore rigs are.
Oh, yeah, dude. Like, the thing is they're supposed to be 10 times safer, 100 times safer. At least they should be than what we are out here. Because, I mean, yeah, it blows out here. It's a tragedy, but, like, it's easier to clean up.
Yeah.
It goes out there in the ocean, and it's just gone.
But I always thought it was crazy. For the longest time, I thought that offshore rigs, they're built down underwater into the ground. I didn't know that they're actual like boats.
No, they're boats. They're just floating.
Yeah, which
they're
I thought
huge,
was crazy,
though. They're
like
just
that
huge.
Pipe that they have in the middle. They got to like,
keep
the boat there.
I'm going to give you guys survival tips for a zombie apocalypse. Okay, so survival tips number one that I got for you. Always keep your allies close. You never know when you're going to need a buddy for a helping hand. Or somebody to trip. I mean, you know, I'm not saying go out and pick the fat guy. I'm just saying, you know, it might help, you know. But, I mean.
First to go.
Yeah, first to go is always the fatties. Just like, oh, speaking of zombie lands. Don't be stingy with your bullets. Double tap those mother truckers. Always double tap.
What kind of zombies are these in this apocalypse?
I don't know. I'm just saying. All right, they're slow zombies, okay? No.
Right. Yeah, because usually they're always fast.
Yeah, well.
Like Walking Dead zombies, they're slow.
Well,
yeah,
that is true.
They're not these stupid-ass talking zombies now.
Right. Oh, my God. I haven't even seen that.
I stopped
and
watching.
And then the final
season.
Tips I got for you guys is prevent infection, purify your water, generate your own power in some way, you know, bicycle, whatever, hook that bitch
have
up.
Have lots of bottles where you
have
can
lots
in.
Of bottles, and grow your own food.
You might have to drink your own urine, guys.
All right, that's going to do
saying,
it.
You know.
That's going to do it for
some
today.
Some weird virus, you know, goes crazy.
Thanks for tuning in.
Saying,
hit us up on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Nonsense and Know How. And I'm Big Will.
I'm Elijah.
I'm Sexy Rexy.
Peace out.
Peace out. That's going to do it.